It's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap, and it's a very special look ahead to this European Cup final. We've had a few legends in this week. We've been lucky enough to be joined, but it's a very special one. It's the King. It's Kenny Dalglish, who has joined us today. I've got Josh Sexton with me as well to talk. Well, to look ahead to this final in Madrid, but also to talk, obviously, about the finals he played in as well. So, Kenny, welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, but I don't think I'll live up to your billing.
I wanted to start, first of all, Kenny, with the fact that you joined the summer just after they'd won the European Cup. I was wondering how much that was a factor in you wanting to go to Liverpool, the fact that they had this European pedigree already.
If they'd have lost, I wouldn't have mattered. I was still, it was a club that I was always wanting to come and play for. I was the name when I was 15, 16. And I was a wee bit young to leave Glasgow then, so I was fortunate that he came round again. And if, I mean, it was fantastic they won the European Cup, but if they'd have lost it, then I would still have come down. And certainly, European ambition was to try win something in Europe. We got close a couple of times at Celtic, semi-finally the Cup winners and semi-finally the European Cup, but we never quite got across the line. We obviously not as good as the 67 team that won it, so I just thought it was it's not a rehearsal. Your life isn't a rehearsal, and if you want to ever go, you've got to do it now. So I love Celtic and very grateful to them for everything that they did for me. But for once, I just thought I had to be a bit selfish and have a go for myself. And I honestly just could not have picked any better place to come. And that's before I came in the door. And if I was rubbish, then I wouldn't have lasted too long and get sent back up the road. So fortunately, it turned out good for me.